So, self.
When I say self, I'm not being abstract or philosophical. I'm just speaking, so to speak, in my own person. I'm talking about myself, quite unabashedly, one might say. So, what about me? What about Sangharachitta? What about Bhante in the course of the next 20 years? What's going to happen to him? Well, very likely he's going to die in the course of the next 20 years. Well, I'm not sure. I can't promise. I might linger on a few more years. Who knows? I might even hit my century. Who knows? I mean, my old mother's now nearly 91. I might do as well as that, or nearly as well as that. But if I do come to an end, so to speak, so far as this physical body is concerned in the course of the next 20 years, I hope nobody will be too surprised. Because, as I said, that is the one thing we can be sure about, the fact of death. So that's the first point, really. I have, as it were, to accept or face up to the fact that in the course of the next 20 years, I may simply disappear from the scene. Or even if I don't literally disappear from the scene, I probably won't have the energy the robustness, if I may say so, to carry on doing what I have been doing these last 20 years and more. So this, of course, raises a very interesting and indeed a very important question, which is with regard to the responsibilities which I at present have and which I have been, I hope, discharging in the course of the last 20 years, my responsibilities with regard to the order and with regard to the movement. Some of you know, I think, that in the course of the last few years, I have been making some effort to hand over those responsibilities. But I'm afraid there are still quite a few of them left. I was reckoning them up the other week, and I was really quite surprised to find how many responsibilities, that is to say, things which I do and which apparently I only can do at present, responsibilities which I've not yet been able to hand over. In fact, it sometimes seems as though my responsibilities, day by day and week by week, far from diminishing, grow. So this is something that I've got to do something about in the course of the next 20 years, and I hope within the course of the next 4 or 5 years, I want to be able to hand over the responsibilities which I have not as yet been able to hand over, at least to the more senior and experienced members of the order. So this is something which I, as it were, in a manner of speaking, foresee as happening in the course of the next few years, if in fact I am around as long as that, because we don't really know. And of course, if you are around as long as that, again, we don't really know. I hope to be able to hand over the last of my responsibilities. And of course, then the question arises, well, if one is going to hand over his responsibilities, well, what is he going to do? I mean, is he going to retire? I mean, is he going to sit under a shady tree somewhere? Or a lie in a hammock somewhere, slung between two trees? Is he going to devote himself to reading the collected works of Dr. Samuel Johnson, or the Encyclopedia Britannica? Or is he going to start learning Chinese or something like that? Or is he going to retire into a cave in the Himalayas, visa permitting, and devote himself to meditation? Well, what is Bhante going to do? Well, the answer is really quite simple. If Bhante succeeds in handing over these, as it were, more organizational, come spiritual responsibilities, he would like to do more writing which hopefully would benefit not only himself, but the movement, and perhaps even people beyond the movement too. Quite a lot of you know that I've been struggling to finish this second volume of memoirs for up to 10 years nearly it is. I've written some 150,000 words, but that's only about half of that continuation volume. There's still quite a lot more. And after that, there's another volume that I'd like to write, and after that, there's another. Not of quite the same nature, but of a sort of autobiographical type. So, yes, I really would like to be able to devote more time to original literary work, as well as perhaps to the editing of some of the transcripts of my seminars and earlier lectures. Though in this connection, I must also say that I rather hope that some of you will be able to give me a helping hand in that sort of editing work. There are quite a few people within the movement, within the order, who are able to edit seminars quite capably, quite successfully. And I really do hope that in the course of, yes, these next 20 years, that is certainly one of my big hopes, they will be able themselves to edit and to get published that the bulk of the seminar transcripts and, as I said, also the earlier lectures. I must also confess that I wouldn't mind being able to devote some of my time to writing poetry. We have, of course, in the movement quite a few, what do we call them? Poets, monke, I think they're called. They don't get time, you know, to write poetry. They're so busy doing other things, very worthy things. But poetry is one of those things that just, you know, tends to get squeezed up. So I certainly wouldn't mind being able to spend some of my old age, even as I spent quite a part of my youth writing the poems which come to me when I'm quiet and undisturbed. I would very much like, of course, to be able to carry on my literary work, at least from time to time, at Guhyoloka. I'd very much like to spend more and more time at Guhyoloka, at least some months of the year. I shall, of course, be doing that this year itself. I hope to be able to spend 4 months there. And while I'm there, as well as taking part in the men's ordination retreat, I very much hope to be able to write a few more chapters of my memoirs. Perhaps I should mention something here which might help clear up a certain possible confusion. When I speak of, as it were, transferring myself for part of the year to Guhyoloka, I don't mean that I shall take my office with me. That is almost the last of my intentions. I shall take, when in fact I've already taken, a few books, a few meaning what, 500 or 600, and I hope to take just a few more, you know, just a modest collection of 1,000 or so, you know, books there, which I need in connection with my literary work. But I do not intend to take, I'm sure some of you don't even know of their existence, all those massive files and filing cabinets and records. I don't mean, LP records, archives that we're accumulating at Papaloka and which are very useful and necessary in connection with the running of the movement. I don't intend taking all of those with me. They will remain at Papaloka, and of course Papaloka is where I shall be staying whenever I happen to be in England, which for quite a few years, I'm afraid, will be the greater part rather than the lesser part of the year. And in this connection, I would also like to say that in the course of the years, we've built up, and especially Subhuti has helped to build up, at Papaloka, a reasonably efficient infrastructure, so to speak, upon which the successful running of the movement, including the order, as a movement really depends. So even supposing I do withdraw from all, as it were, active participation in the running of the movement, that infrastructure based at Tabaloka will certainly have to continue and will, of course, need to be supported. So I see a sort of picture emerging in the course of the next few years, all being well, and if I'm spared, of myself spending perhaps 4 or 5 months of the year at Guhiloka, engaged in industry work, and the rest of the year, either at Tabaloka or touring around and visiting centres in Britain and elsewhere. And I hope that in the course of the next 20 years, certainly by the time we're sort of halfway through the next 20 years, I shall be spending perhaps rather more time at Guhiloka than at Tabaloka and engaging myself more and more, even more and more deeply in literary work.